the prayer and the meditation of we who are called to eternal excellency is the same prayer Jesus made moments before he was taken to the cross. He said, "Father, as a servant, I have accomplished that which you have sent me to do on the earth. Now my hour has come. Glorify me with thyself, with the glory that I had with you before this world was. Glorify me, O Father, with the glory I had with you before this world was." And this is our prayer today as brethren, as we who have been gathered back into God's excellency, we who are gathered, being gathered into Christ, into the Son of the only true God. Praise God. Today we are receiving revelation from above. Today we are receiving, you know, that awakening call. The call that awakens us to truth, to reality, to something precious that we have forgotten, something precious that has eluded us all these years. And that is that knowledge, that understanding that we are all one body in God. Hallelujah. We are all one body in Christ. Praise God. John the Apostle says that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has descended to give us understanding. Understanding that we are in Him, that we originate in Him. Praise God. And He is the only true God and eternal life. Hallelujah. The Son of God never came to make this thing out. He only came to reveal this truth, to enlighten us that we are in Him, that we are in that body of God, the Godhead. And all we need to do now is to awaken to this reality. All we need to do now is to identify ourselves and to know ourselves the way we are known of God the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Our prayer and our meditation is that we realize this revelation in its fullness. Hallelujah. That we realize ourselves ruling and reigning together in the glory of God the Father. That we realize ourselves once more in that place called paradise, far above all principalities and powers, far above all the hurts and the pains of humanity, far above all the fear and tribulation that mortal man is subject to. God. Hallelujah. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. Glorify me with that knowledge. Hallelujah. Cause me to awaken to that reality I lost in my descent into this world. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ further says that the Father will glorify those that serve Him. Those that forsake all, those that lose their life for His sake, to join themselves with Christ and to serve Him and to do the will of God. These are the ones that the Father will honor. These are the ones that the Father will glorify. Someone may ask, but what is the will of God? The will of God is that all men should know the truth and be saved. The will of God is that all men should see the original model, the original pattern, which is Christ. The will of God is that by faith we all begin to walk in truth. By faith we all begin to put on Christ. As the revelation comes to us, we begin to walk in that revelation. Exercise ourselves in that revelation. And as we do this, the Father promises that He will glorify us in Him. The time has come to shun all forms of, ethnic, carnality, all forms of earthly attachments, and to begin to unite ourselves with the invisible one. The time has come to begin to unite ourselves with the only true God. Hallelujah. And we can only do this as we awaken in Christ. Awaken to that true spiritual celestial model in Christ. Praise God. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. Father, cause me to awaken to this precious truth. Because I know all life, all vitality in heaven and earth is in God the Father. So if we find ourselves in the Son, we are in the Father. Because the Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. Paul says that the fullness of God dwells in the Son. Oh, hallelujah. John the Apostle says that he's anointed from above without limit. That everything that is God's is invested in the Son. So we can say that the Son is a manifestation of God as a man. Praise God. And the times now come to awaken in the Son so that we can enjoy rich life. Only in the Son can we find healing. Only in the Son can we find liberation. Only in the Son can we discover the escape route from sin. Oh, hallelujah. Only in the Son can we laugh at death and at the grave. Because the Son lives eternally, He never dies. That who dies is mortal man who is privy of this knowledge that we are being illuminated with this hour. So what do we do, brethren? We are very few dispersed all over the world. Hallelujah. We are very few in hundreds here and there, pockets here and there all over the world. You see, this is the little flock of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the little flock that it has pleased the Father to give the kingdom of glory and of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us ascend. Let our meditation be to be found in Christ. Let our meditation be to realize it, this revelation to the fullest, as we wait patiently, exercising ourselves in this revelation, fellowshipping one another, exchanging the word of truth, manifesting brotherly kindness, brotherly love, constantly having our eyes fixed on that promise of the resurrection and eternal life. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. Cause me to ascend from the lower parts of the earth. Cause me to transcend. Hallelujah. And to be loosened from this false identity that has tied me to this outer world in darkness and has greatly corrupted me and weakened me. Cause me to arise once more and to come towards you boldly, to unite once more in that reality that, Father, you and I are one, inseparable from the foundation of the world. Amen.